they've earned.
My victory is knowing my disability doesn't define me.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Investor reaction swift on Wall Street, with stocks plummeting today after the U.S. imposed 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. China imports hiked to 20%. Canada already countering with matching tariffs. ABC's Caleb Silver is editor-in-chief for Investopedia.
If there's one thing investors don't like, it's uncertainty. And that's exactly what these new tariffs against China, Canada, and Mexico bring with them, along with inflation. That inevitably leads to slower spending and slower economic growth, which we are already seeing. That translates into lower profits for companies and lower stock prices.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress tonight, likely speaking about those tariffs along with the pause of U.S. aid to Ukraine. After the fallout from last week with President Zelensky, two sources briefed on the ongoing discussions now say the U.S. and Ukraine could sign the mineral rights deal as soon as today. In New Orleans, despite high winds and severe storms in the forecast, crowds celebrating Mardi Gras. This is ABC News. The Fyre Fest captured the attention of the internet after the poorly planned music event turned into a fiasco. That sparked documentaries and even landed the festival founder in prison. But the idea is now being rebooted.
Set to kick off in May, the event website promises unforgettable performances on a tropical island off the coast of Mexico, though no set list has been announced yet. Organizer Billy McFarland served 4 years in federal prison in the wake of the first Fyre Fest. Now he says he's finally realizing his dream and that he'd be crazy not to do it again. But tourism officials say they haven't heard of Fyre Fest 2, with one saying, "This is an event that does not exist." Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Tennis legend Serena Williams heading to the basketball court, taking a shot at the WNBA. The 23-time tennis Grand Slam champion, now part owner of the Toronto Tempo. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99 with the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile, you're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge, taxed with sale. $25 activation fee, terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature want to use part of the state's projected $4.6 billion budget surplus for tax cuts. On WISN-TV's Upfront program, Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August was asked whether they'll hold up work on a state budget if Governor Tony Evers rejects that.
It depends on how the governor's going to react to the tax cuts. I mean, we are very adamant that this money needs to be returned to the taxpayers.
The Democratic governor has proposed several tax cuts in his state budget, which August dismissed as a shell game. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel is reiterating where he stands when it comes to President Donald Trump's pardons of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol attacks.
A president has the power to pardon people. And I was asked, do I object to the president using their pardoning power? I don't. But I disagree on a personal level with decisions to pardon anyone who assaulted or committed violent acts against law enforcement that day.
Schimmel faces Dane County Judge Susan Crawford in the April 1st election. A MAGA-aligned group says some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair.
The claim in letters from the America First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local officials in Madison, La Crosse, and Oshkosh. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue and provide early locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting starts March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the state Supreme Court. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain ramps up tonight. As it flips to snow through the overnight, it's going to be heavy at times. We'll be waking up tomorrow morning to about 2 to 4 inches on the ground with another 1 to 3 left to go. And winds will be vicious, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. A winter storm warning starts at 9 p.m. tonight and lasts through 3 o'clock tomorrow. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
The grain markets were on the defensive again today as traders digested the initiation of tariffs. That was kind of offset by dropping the dollar, but the uncertainty of it all left the grain markets lower today. Hogs were under pressure as well, but if you're looking for the comeback market, just take a look at cattle.
Live from a mile up in the air via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, coverage from Commodity Classic continues with Rob McClellan from Meristem. Then it's Tyler Schau from AgMarket.net. We'll check in with Brian Darty from Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson. And later, Peter Rossinellos from Meristem directly following the news. Tyler Schau from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
Oh, man, that is a mouthful of an open there, buddy. How you doing?
Peter Rossinellos. I had it and I lost it.
Hey, we'll get it. We'll get it. Don't worry about it. We will make up for it. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm glad that you are with us. We are at Commodity Classic live on the trading floor. A big thank you to Meristem Crop Performance for making our coverage here at Commodity Classic possible. We really appreciate all that they are doing for us down here. So we'll be hearing from the guys here at Meristem in just a little bit. Wow, Davis, man, what a day.
How's it going?
The day started at midnight, and It has been trying to figure out what's going on, what's happening, what's the retaliatory tariffs look like, what does that retaliation mean for our markets going forward, and we're going to talk about this with Tyler and with Brian, but the retaliation by China was direct, it was personal, it was a shot at farmers. They said specifically that it was a shot at the Trump supporters and farmers in particular. I mean, it was personal retaliation. There is no question about it, buddy. And that's kind of got a bit of a buzz going here at Commodity Classic today.
Oh, I would imagine so. Yeah, we've been watching this. We've been anticipating it. There was a pause, and now here we are.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're going to be talking more about the tariffs. We're going to be talking more about how do we slow down the downside momentum in these markets and how do we maybe find something that's going to turn us around. We've got good conversations coming your way on that coming up in just a bit.
Good deal.
Let's go ahead to the markets, bud.
Sure thing, Chip. Well, despite deteriorating U.S. crop conditions and weakness in the U.S. dollar, wheat futures were under hefty pressure from the start of the session. USDA reported daily white wheat sales of 130,000 metric tons to South Korea for 24-25. This was the first daily sale of white wheat, Chip, since October of 2020. World Weather Inc. notes the U.S. wheat crop is losing winter hardiness due to unusually warm temperatures, though there will be no threatening cold for the next 10 days. July HRW wheat futures were 12 and 3 quarters lower, 563 and a quarter. July SRW dropped a dime, 551 and a quarter. July spring wheat futures closed at 594 and one quarter. That's down 9¾ cents on the day.
Boy, oh boy. Talk about defensive. Yeah. And this makes day number 7 in a row with a lower close in the wheat market. The downside momentum is definitely locked in there.
Well, corn futures paired early losses, but still ended the session under pressure for an eighth consecutive session, if my count is right. The president's new tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China are in effect, spurring a significant escalation in global trade tensions. South American crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier left his production forecasts unchanged this week for both the Brazil and Argentine corn crops. Here at home, May corn futures tested support just above 442 and managed to bounce higher. Additional support lies around 431. May corn futures 4¾ cents lower today, 451.5. July corn slipped 4½ cents to 459¼. December corn futures closed at 446¾, down 4½ cents. A decent little recovery, but still end of the day under pressure, Chip.
Yeah, it's a defensive day when we say the good news is corn was only 4 or 5 cents lower.
Yes. Well, soybean futures were lower for a fifth consecutive session with tariffs at the top of the list of concerns. USDA reported daily soy oil sales of 20,000 metric tons to unknown destinations for 24-25. China's customs authority suspended the soybean import qualifications from 3 U.S. exporters and halted the imports of U.S. lumber effective immediately. Now effective on March 10, China will put an additional 10% tariff on U.S. soybean imports. Yeah. Dr. Michael Cordonier maintained his Brazilian and RG soybean forecast, noting concerns of dryness in parts of southern Brazil. May beans 12½ lower, 9.99. July beans fell 12 cents, 10.13¾. Novi beans closed at 10.03½. That's down 15¼ cents today, Chip.
Yeah, on the tariffs and the retaliation, what I keep hearing from growers down here is let's get through this as quick as we can. We're behind it. We know that we need to take some action to fix some trade issues, but let's get it done in a hurry.
Oof. Well, December cotton was 163 points lower today at 66.46. Looking at your livestocks, nearby fat cattle stampeded higher amid higher wholesale beef values and technical buying. April fats busted through resistance at the 100-day moving average, signaling the potential for bullish near-term follow-through. April fat cattle, $2.40 higher, 194.62. March feeders, 17½ cents lower, 273.85. Chip, you may get your shot at buying beef at the high yet. We may get there yet.
Bring it on.
Lean hog futures sharply lower amid retaliatory tariff concerns as Mexico, China, and Canada, three of the top five importers of U.S. pork. April lean hogs down $1.35 today, 82.35. Over to you, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's have a conversation with Tyler Shaw. You know what, Tyler? We're going to talk about trade and tariffs and how the grain markets are dealing with it. Let's talk the green on the screen. Cattle traded higher today. Well, it was a nice recovery that market posted today.
It was. It was a big surprise. I actually was stepped out of our booth for just a little bit to go talk to some other folks. And when I left, feeder cattle were down $2. I think fats were down a little over $1, came back. And it was green and couldn't believe it. So that's, you know, with the pressure the equity market's been having, that's had a lot of people concerned about the fat cattle market. We've been paying really close attention to that box beef. And so, you know, last I saw box beef ticked up a little bit the last couple of days. So maybe that got some people excited about beef.
You know, the way that demand has been able to hold up on this beef side of things, it's just really incredible what it's done for the market.
It has been. One of my talking points, I actually have to credit you for this. I heard you say once that you thought one of the good things of COVID was people learned how to cook beef at home. Yep. And I think that's really helped out this market on the wholesale and retail level.
Yeah, it certainly has. Now, stay on the cattle with me here for a second, just from a chart perspective. Today was really important. We could have done some damage to that market today.
That's what I was fully expecting to talk about when I came over here, to be right 100% honest with you. The technicals, if we would have continued on that path and closed a couple dollars lower on fats, all of a sudden you get down in that 190 area on the April. You get sub 270 in the feeder cattle deal, and we're crossing some moving averages that I was hoping would hold.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So far so good in this thing. Stay right there. All right. We're going to talk more coming up in the next segment. That's Tyler Shaw with agmarket.net. Okay, guys, like I said, Tyler's going to be right back here. We're going to get back to the grain markets. And here's the thing, you know, it's 8 days in a row in corn. It's 7 days in a row in wheat. It is 5 days in a row in soybeans that we have closed lower. This downside momentum, what does it take to stop the selling? That's where I want to start with Tyler. Thanks, Maristem.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.71%.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us here. And welcome back to Commodity Classic. Big thank you to Maristem for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from Commodity Classic. With that in mind, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us now, Rob McClelland. He is the CMO here at Meristem. Rob, it's good to see you again, man. How are you?
Chip, it's always a pleasure to see you, especially here at Commodity Classic. It's been a great event.
Yeah.
A lot of growers out here looking for how to maybe do something new.
Yep.
Take some cost out after that report we just heard from y'all.
Yeah.
Probably got to get the pencil a little sharper.
Yep. Okay. Looking to do something new. What are you offering them?
Yeah, thanks. Well, what we're trying to do at Meristem, our business focus, Mitch Evans and I founded the company here just 6-7 years ago with the goal of really trying to do three things. But all three of the things lead to, can we help farmers make more bushels for less cost per bushel?
Yep.
Or, you know, more output per unit input. How can we help do that? And we try, and we work with a lot of partners to do this. We try to be a little bit better on nutrient use, you know, mm-hmm. get plants started quick, and then find ways to feed plants throughout the growing season, and maybe take a little harder look at some of these traditional costs.
Yep.
If we can.
Yep. Yep. It's to make everything that's working in that dirt more efficient, right?
I tell you, first of all, American farmers probably the most exciting and best production efficiency story in the history of mankind.
Yep.
I mean, what we've done as an industry since World War II is nothing short of amazing, and we all ought to be thankful as heck to get even to show up here and work on it. And I do mean that. Now, we got a lot of people working against us out here. You know, we got to bring synthetics in from other parts of the world. We've got people from other parts of the world owning some of our things that we're trying to do. And we probably need to bring a few more things home. And I think when we license biologicals for some great partners like New Leaf Symbiotics, folks like that, where we figured out a way, Chip, to create a biocapsule delivery system.
Yep.
Which really is good at one thing, and that is keeping these fragile biologicals alive and delivering them through a zinc-based seed fluency and getting them to the seed without them being dead.
Yep.
Okay. That's probably the one thing that we've got a couple patents around that, and I want to hit our partners too, because we need them. And by doing that, we're able to really see some, especially in P's and K's.
Yeah.
Some of our farmers out here have got a lot of it already in the soil, and
some
years maybe you need to make sure you get what you got.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for having us out here, Rob. We sure appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, and thanks for coming by with Meristem.
Absolutely. That is Rob McClelland. He is the CMO at Meristem. All right, let's get back to the conversation with Tyler Shaw, agmarket.net. Okay. The downside momentum that we've got in these grain markets right now, Tyler, when it starts to rattle me and I don't have, you know, a nickel in it, it's real. It is real in here. What's it going to take to stop?
Well, you know, one of the things I would look at is your nearby contract is May, because March is in delivery. You know, that one shed off, 70, 80 cents in the last 2 weeks of trading.
Yep.
December, 25 cents. Now, I'm not saying 25 cents is no big deal. That's a big deal. But what it clearly tells us is the speculator is taking money out of the market. And they were doing that in a lot of the markets. If you pay any attention to the equity markets, but a head scratcher, same deal. When I left my booth, the S&P was still down 40, 50 points. And I just looked just a second ago. It's actually green on the screen now.
Really?
Yes. S&P is now positive on the day. It's a lot of that momentum trade. It's a lot of the speculative money, and it's leaving the grain space, corn, the wheat, the soybeans right now. Yep. You know, fund long was tremendously long. We've known that for a few weeks. So I'm sure it's going to be considerably smaller when we see that number on Friday with the commitment of traders report.
Yeah.
What it's going to take is I don't know that we're going to get certainty,
but
you know, that's what everyone's looking for right now is what, you know, we've heard what Canada is going to do. We've heard what China is going to do. I suppose next, sounds like over the weekend, we're going to hear what Mexico is going to do in retaliation. Once we get all that news, we'll digest it. The end of the day, don't forget, world stocks of corn and wheat are lower than they have been the last few years. And we just took a lot of weather premium out of this market.
Yep. So I've been counting the days that these markets have closed down, and I'm sure that people are probably getting tired of hearing me say it.
You might have to take your shoe off.
Well, no kidding. But I've been doing it for a reason, and this is it. The markets really anticipated what happened last night. They built a lot of it in. When you take, how much did you say has come out of corn already?
May corn over 70 cents just from a couple weeks ago.
You take 70 cents out of corn in a couple of weeks. I mean, talk about a long, slow stair step up and straight down the old elevator shaft. That's what this market has been doing. And it's all, so much of it has been in anticipation of the trade uncertainty and just the funds getting out of positions, isn't it?
It has. You know, the other thing that kind of, I think one of the other catalysts was, you know, we had this talk a month ago. You know, everyone thought this was going to happen the beginning of February. It didn't. And the markets rebounded. We were in Nashville at our conference, and everyone thought Monday that was going to happen. And we woke up, and the markets looked pretty poor. By midday, everything had changed course. We were positive, and we started moving higher, and had really gone higher ever since until 2 weeks ago. I think what started that sell-off was more and more of these rumors that, hey, this isn't going to get fixed. And I think some people were still hanging on with some hope. And that hope went away the last 2 days.
Yeah, there's no question about it. How does all that, so when you're having the conversations with Brian and Matt and everybody else there at agmarket.net, how does all of this, how do you guys digest it all and turn it into a conversation with a client on risk management?
Well, you know, one of the big advantages we have, we're partnered with John Stewart and Associates, and they've got 30, 40 brokers spread across the country. We've got 27 brokers now spread across the heartland. We have conference call every morning for 30 minutes. So we get a lot of those ideas bouncing around. We get to hear what's going on the commercial side. We get to pay real close attention to what's going on with basis. And then we just have those conversations over and over and over again and throw out ideas.
Yeah. And you got to get rid of the noise with all this and just focus on the stuff that really matters. I mean, I hate to say that you got to keep it simple, but you do.
You do. And you know, our primary customer is a farmer hedger.
Yeah.
And so our main strategy is, hey, when it works, and bear in mind, a few weeks ago, it worked.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have those orders in place. You've got to take advantage when the market gives them to you. And, you know, we spend a lot of time analyzing costs, break evens, that type of stuff. We had some pretty good opportunities. Yeah. So, you know, we were able, some of our producers were able to get some good hedges and catch up on some sales through that. And, you know, now we're going to take a look at how do we re-own some of those sales now that we're back down at these levels.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Man, this ain't even fair, but I'm going to ask you. Here it is Tuesday. What do these markets look like at the end of this week?
I feel good, better now after seeing cattle rebound the way it did.
Yeah.
After seeing
something caught a bid.
The equities caught a bid.
Equities.
And corn, you know, while down 4 or 5 cents, you know, 10 cents off its lows from mid morning this morning. So that tells me there's some buying coming back in. You know, I taught economics for many years at a couple different colleges. And what I was told those students was markets will, you know, markets are always right. But they generally push the button too far one side, and they got to kind of push back. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't start to tick up a little. I'm not looking to gain a whole lot back over the next week, but it feels more promising now than it did 4 hours ago.
Well, it's all there. That's a good point. Yeah, what we, you know, we're joking all the time about this thing changes week to week, month to month, hell, hour to hour is the way it's feeling right now. I feel like we just got to be patient. There's no reason to panic after what we've already been through, right?
I wouldn't. We're not encouraging our customers to. You've still got the entire, like, we haven't even put a seed in the ground in North America. We're looking at some trouble-ish areas. I'm in Western North Dakota. We're dry. We've got zero submoil moisture, subsoil moisture. We've got no snow cover. It's been dry, and that drought, you know, it's persistent as you move down into Iowa. There's concerns there as we move along. So we're going to have some crop scares. There's going to be some other opportunities. It might not be as good as it was 2 weeks ago, but that's where the producer's got to start pushing pencil on paper. And if it works, make a plan and execute.
Outstanding. Good stuff, Tyler. Thanks for coming over here, buddy. We sure appreciate it.
You bet. Good to be on.
All right. That is Tyler Shaw. He is with agmarket.net. Covering a lot of ground there. We're going to keep the market conversations going. We're bringing in Brian Doherty next from Total Farm Marketing. Looking forward to the conversation with Brian. Got a lot of ground to cover down here at Commodity Classic. Big thank you to Meristem for making our coverage possible here in Denver.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 12 and three quarters lower, 563 and one quarter. July SRW dropped a dime to 551 and one quarter. May corn futures 4 3/4 cents lower at 451 and one half. December corn futures closed at 446 and three quarter, down 4 1/2 cents today. May soybean futures were 12 and a half cents lower at 9.99. November beans closed at 10.03 and a half, down 15 and one quarter cents on the day. December cotton 163 points lower, 66.46. On your livestocks, April fats were $2.40 higher, 194.62. March feeders 17 and one half cents lower at 273.85. And April lean hogs down $1.35, 82.35. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Farming is dangerous.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word whether you've been farming a little while or all your life. It's time to celebrate and see what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us for the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate one of Wisconsin's oldest traditions. The 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain ramps up tonight. As it flips to snow through the overnight, it's going to be heavy at times. We'll be waking up tomorrow morning to about 2 to 4 inches on the ground with another 1 to 3 left to go. And winds will be vicious, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. A winter storm warning starts at 9 p.m. tonight and lasts through 3 o'clock tomorrow. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet and hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this. Is it Tuesday? Tuesday afternoon? Tuesday. Is that what it is? Holy smokes, man. It feels
it's
like
Tariff Tuesday.
Yeah, terrible Tuesday. Tariff Tuesday. Here it comes, man. Big thank you to Meristem for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from Commodity Classic. Joining us right now, Brian Doherty, Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson. Brian, it's good to see you, man. How are you?
Yes, sir. Another year, another show. It's
That's
great.
That's right.
Yeah. Blessed and happy to be here.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Okay, I'm going to launch right into it this way. Here it is, a day like we've got today, the tariffs, the downside momentum that we've got in the grain markets. When a friend, a customer calls you and says, "What the heck do I do?" What do you tell them?
You know, in an environment like this, let's start with this. This isn't new news, right? So right. Hopefully that friend or that customer, we've already had these kind of what if conversations that these are one of the things that could happen. I mean, you look at the buildup in the funds, the managed money in the marketplace, and you need to be aware that if there's liquidation, it could be swift. Let's go back historically. Let's use history as our teacher. If you go back to, let's say, even 2014, the corn market repeatedly, soybean market repeatedly, year after year, whenever it decides it's done going up, the move down is violent or it's quick, and it's a very short period of time. So the preparation for that. Now that it's here, is the momentum down? I think it's already behind the market.
Yeah.
You look at corn today, twice today traded with double-digit losses and came back. So somebody's taking a profit. Somebody's buying. At the booth, we had a farmer stop by and said that yesterday afternoon he sold a large amount of corn, hundreds of thousands of bushels, to a large dairy who was taking action. They wanted to buy. So okay. This is creating action. And so he got basically he wanted. He's moving the corn, and he wants to go back in and retain the ownership. So yeah. So that's the kind of things that happen in these market environments.
Flexibility is pretty key, isn't it?
Well, flexibility, knowing what tools to use, how to use them. You know, if we plan for this in advance, we can absorb this blow. This isn't new news. This
right.
was since November 6th. It's been floated out there, and it looks like it's taking hold. And who knows what tomorrow's going to bring. Could be a total flip-flop. Looks like Ukraine might be a little more conciliatory. And so there's a lot of things that are happening. But as far as the markets themselves, if I'm a corn producer and unless I have a real heavy excess of inventory, I'm not selling corn here.
Okay.
Let me explain that why. The world stocks usage is at 10-year low levels.
Yep.
The market's dropped off about 14-15% in value. The dollar's off about 4% from where it was in January. The tariff is factored in.
Yep.
Mostly. Will the market see downward momentum? I don't think so because I don't see farmers selling. So I think for now it's going to try and consolidate and find direction. That might come from South American weather. It might come from something else. But at this point, I don't think it's time to, let's say, panic. But if you're well behind and you need to make some moves and generate cash flow and logistics for trucking, well, then go ahead and get some sales moved. But I'd be in the retained ownership business
okay.
is what I would be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know, I got a feeling after what these markets have gone through, Davis is sitting back in his studio saying, "Hey, I remember Chip saying many times, don't get more bullish as the market goes up. Don't get more bearish as the market goes down." Well, this market has gone down. Can we put the bearishness behind us?
I think most of it's behind us already.
Okay.
So here's the reset area. So if you're a chartist and you look at, let's say, at like December corn futures, right? We had what we call an inverted head and shoulders formation, all pointed to higher and to about the 475 area. And it's sure enough, the market got to in that 480 area, hit upper Bollinger Bands, had crossover sell signals on stochastics. So the market was telling farmers to not miss an opportunity. And now it's just the opposite. It's down into the oversold territory. It looks like the crossovers are getting ready to happen in stochastics. They haven't happened, but they're real close. That's a buy signal. It looks to me like the end user should take advantage of this and really step up. You know, they felt for 3 months like they might have missed their opportunity. They got it back in about 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks.
Brian, we've been talking for about 6 minutes here, and you've used the word opportunity many, many times. We can't lose track of that. With, you know, in the chaos, there is opportunity.
There is opportunity. You know, one thing I learned, this one, when I first started this 36 years ago, we took a trip to the Board of Trade We talked to the vice president of our clearing firm at the time, and he said, don't lose sight of this. Drop all your biases. He said, and this is when the market opened at 9:30. He said, at 9:30, the market opens. There's an opportunity every day.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to think that way, too, that you don't want to be careful. You don't get stuck in your biases. That now it's over and, you know, the world's going to come to an end. Somebody just got the opportunity, there's that word again, to purchase corn a lot cheaper than it was, 70 cents cheaper than it was 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Well, I love what you said about the grower that sold the corn. He got the basis that he wanted. Now he's looking to retain some ownership in there.
Right. So he may have missed some sale up higher, but he couldn't get a buyer up higher.
Right.
You know, the dairy didn't want to buy from him. So the point of it is that price creates, action wherever it is. And it's just how much action and perceived action. So my bias is the market moves on three things, moves on perception, momentum, and attitude. So right now the attitude is uncertain, maybe bearish. The momentum has been down, but the perception is corn's a good value. It's cheap. Carryout's still 1.5 billion. The USDA and their outlook for them, and it wasn't a new number.
Right.
But, you know, they pushed that carryout back to $2 billion with a record yield forecast.
Yep.
We're not there yet. We haven't harvested the crop.
Right.
Last year, we had to peel off 5 bushels, or the USDA had to peel off 5 bushels an acre and in November, December. And I don't remember what it was, beans, 3 or 4 bushels, maybe
took
2 or 3 bushels.
Bushel in January.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
In beans and in corn, they took 3.8,
right.
if I remember. And they
right.
took one off in November. So 4.5 bushels.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bushels. That's the only disheartening thing sometimes I see with these outlook meetings is they come out with a trend line number that's usually a record yield.
Yeah.
So we start with this big number, which maybe it's realistic, but
well,
the market hasn't proven that in the last several years.
Okay. Here's you mentioned the global corn stocks and what that's kind of putting an underlying level of support under the market, I think.
Correct.
Okay. 179.3 for a national average corn yield last year was a record. And it was, and they had to peel off 3.8 bushels from the November report to the January report. 179.3, a record yield, helped to support that market for a, you know, what was it, a 40, 50 cent rally up to the February high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and last year, you know, the corn, it did dry down fast. So there was some loss in there. We figured that might show up somewhere, whether it be a yield number in January or maybe in a quarterly stocks number. So it did show up. It showed up on the yield number in January, and maybe it does in quarterly stock numbers from here. I go now, if we dissect corn, I go back to 2 years ago where they added 4 bushels an acre in corn between November and December. I question that. So that took yield from 173 to 177. I wonder if those bushels were ever really out there.
Yep.
That's a big increase at the end of the year. It was a dry year, and yield did do better than many had thought, but we talked to a lot of farmers. And it didn't do that good across the board. So that, too, was a record yield. And when I've, in previous years, experienced record yields with farmers, it doesn't matter if it's southeast Ohio or western Dakotas or Wisconsin. Just about everybody's got record yield. That wasn't the case last year or this year. There were a lot that had great yields. But the guys even in Indiana, Illinois will tell you the tail end of the season.
Oh, yeah.
That came down.
Top came off it.
And that swath where all that rain went through from the Dakotas all the way northern Iowa, Minnesota, in through Wisconsin, those yields were very variable.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question about it. I asked Tyler this question. It wouldn't be fair if I don't ask you the same question. And I know it's unfair in general, but what do these markets look like just at the end of this week?
I think corn is holding or higher. It's I think showed its colors today. It's factored it in. The tariff news is old news. There isn't a lot of reason to expect anything otherwise. So as we look ahead, I think the buyers are going to start to pour back into this, and the merchandisers are going to start to have to do some heavy lifting with bases to get farmers to line up and sell.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. What about beans? Beans didn't recover as nicely as corn.
No, and beans, unfortunately, I've been a little bit more of a pessimist in beans than let's say, an optimist. You've got just a big supply yet available to the world. Let me go back to corn for a second. I talked about corn world-ending stocks. A lot of that corn that's out there is in China, and they're not going to export corn. So keep note there.
It's off the market.
It's off the market. Mm-hmm. And you look at soybeans, though. You've got a big crop coming. We don't know how big, whether it's 169, 172, 167, but it's probably somewhere in there. I'd lean toward 170. It's not in the bin yet, but it's getting there quickly.
Yeah, 170 million metric tons of Brazilian production is like 6.2, 6.25 billion bushels of beans. Holy smokes. And they don't like to store it. They like to get it out there and move it to the end users as quick as they can.
Yeah, it's really problematic from the just a visual perspective. Yep. You've got this lineup of beans coming, and it's that lineup's getting a little deeper every day as they continue to plow through harvest. Now, can weather be a factor yet? Sure. Yesterday, I would have thought beans might have had some up, and they had some up early in the morning. I thought on a warm, dry forecast for Brazil. But it still flipped over yesterday, and then it flipped over again today. So I don't think the marketplace is as concerned. If I'm a farmer and I have beans, I capitulate. I'd probably get rid of them or sell most of them. I'd go back into some kind of a call spread or some reownership out to September just to be there in case it rallies. Yeah. But I sure wouldn't tell you that I think those arrows today are pointing higher.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody likes to talk corn because you can end it with kind of a happy story, but the soybean conversation, it is a little bit different. Brian, you're the best, buddy. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it.
All right, Brian Doherty, he is with Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson and was nice enough to come on over here to the Meristem booth and have a conversation about what is happening in these markets today. And on a day like today, stepping up and having the conversations, half the battle. All right, come on back. We're going to learn more about Meristem next here on AgriTalk.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
America's cornfields. It's called Invita. Invita allows all crops to fix their own nitrogen and reduce fertilizer. It's helped farmers grow millions of acres of corn with less nitrogen. And less nitrogen is good for the corn, good for our farmers, and good for our planet. Invita's sustainable technology helps farmers maximize profitability with guaranteed results, which makes Invita an investment that's good for us all. Learn more at azotic.com/investor. That's azotic.com/investor.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app.
you'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years, and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us to wrap up our live coverage from Commodity Classic out here in Denver. A big thank you to Maristem for making it possible. We're going to have continuing coverage for you from Denver as well. Tomorrow's Farmer Forum with the presidents of NCGA and the National Association of Wheat Growers. Looking forward to that. And even our coverage on Thursday morning, we're going to have more from Commodity Classic. So more to come. But right now, let's stay focused here at Maristem. Joining us right now is Peter Roussinalis. He is the Senior VP in Business Development at Maristem. Peter, it's good to see you. How are you?
Thank you, Chip. I'm glad to be here, and it's been good. Feet are a little tired.
Yeah,
you know? No doubt. You look around our booth, we don't really have a lot of chairs, couches to sit on, but we've been doing a lot of standing, a lot of talking, a lot of walking. So it's been a great show for us.
Yeah, fantastic. What are you talking with farmers about here?
We're talking with farmers a lot about, a lot of the different options that we're doing here around biology. Biology is a big topic, and biofertility is a big topic. You walk around this show, there's biofertility and biological companies everywhere. And so, as farmers approach our booth, I think the interest is really understanding more about those products, and what we're doing is how we best deliver those products through biocapsule technology, and how we've continued to innovate and bring better way, not only new biological technology, but also better ways to deliver.
Talk more about the capsule, because I know that that is so important to the Maristem offerings.
It has been a huge thing for Maristem and how we've gone to market the last few seasons. And it's been a game changer, quite honestly. So the biocapsule in the dry flowable in the planter box that we call Hopper Throttle under the Maristem brand, what it does is it separates biological technologies from the seed fluency and the micronutrients. So micronutrients and seed fluency are hard on biology. And in many cases actually kill biology to where it's now ineffective, and the farmer may have be buying this product, but have biological components in there that are not viable. And right. So, that hurts us all in the industry. If the farmer doesn't see a return, then that's a negative on the entire industry that's trying to promote that type of space. So as we developed this biocapsule to separate the biological technologies, we started it with biofertility. There's a lot of biofertility agents that work really well to solubilize nutrition, that work really well to promote root development. When we were able to separate that from that fluency and deliver it through that biocapsule, we found it to be much more effective.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, it is something that makes Maristem different. Stand out. Absolutely there. Max Family Biodefense. Brand new press release today. What is the Max Family Biodefense?
Yeah, we're really excited about this one. As we mentioned, biofertility, it's critically important. We know it's something that works, and farmers should be definitely looking at it. The addition of the Max Stacks and Max D, what that is biocontrol. So these are now EPA registered biologicals that perform a function in either killing off or controlling pests, or killing off or controlling or suppressing disease. Mm-hmm. So now we're in the biodefense realm, and in the press release we call it the biodefense revolution. And in that revolution, somebody has to file the first shot, is what our founder and CEO Mitch Evison said. I love that line, and because it's true, we're doing something different. We're trying to change the game in agriculture and how we best can deliver these solutions to the farmer.
What is the number one goal with your products?
Number one goal is to raise more bushels for less cost. Yeah. I mean, it's bring these solutions to the farmer at a cost that is in line with bringing them a really good ROI. In a lot of cases, if you've got a farm that is using these synthetic options through maybe insecticide or a nematicide or a fungicide, those costs get really high. We're probably only talking 15, 20% of the farmers out there can even do that have that liquid system that can even do it. But the ones that are, they're spending $30, $40, $50 an acre on some of those. And we can bring a lot more of the solutions through the planter blocks at a lower cost. And then the big thing is we can provide farmers that don't have access to in-furrow application equipment on their planter. We can give them access to that technology, and every farmer can take advantage of it.
That planter pass, It's the most important pass they make all year. Make the most out of it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you talk to high yield guys and everything, the number one thing they'll tell you is emergence is, that planter pass, and that even emergence is critical to the rest of the opportunity through the field. So maximize that opportunity, get good emergence. Let's tackle those seedling diseases. Let's minimize the insect pressure, corn rootworm pressure, things like that, and we'll have a healthier plant.
What's next? What else are you looking at?
Well, the other things we're looking at to expand on that is we're really excited about our MaxStack soybean. MaxStack soybean is a product that we can actually bypass the seed treater. So we're telling guys, hey, you can buy your soybeans naked. We actually had a couple of the Meristem employees run around here in a suit that was kind of fun. It was a naked soybean suit. So we try to come in and have a little fun when we do this. But we're about more bushels for less. We're also about doing it in a fun way. So we're taking those components that we'd find, SDS, nematicides, fungicides, insecticides, and these are all EPA-registered biocontrols that we can deliver through also a MaxStack soybean pail that could actually bypass the treater. We also bring the biofertility into that. So now we have a holistic approach where the farmer can actually buy naked soybeans, treat those beans right at the planter. We're really excited about that.
I got about a minute left, and it's probably not fair to ask this question, but what have we missed? What have we missed about Meristem?
What have we missed? I think, thing I'd encourage everybody is get a look at that MaxStack corn, MaxStack soybean. I mean, we're also changing the game in starter solutions by having guys, we're delivering products that take out the water so they can actually make the product at their farm gate level, saving a lot of cost. We're looking at our excavator AMS product, where we can take a stubble digester. We're also changing the game there by separating the biology into a capsule, our liquid capsule LR, and we're dechlorinating. We have a dechlorinating product with it. We've just got a lot going on in the biological space and how we're best able to deliver it.
And where can we go to get more information on Meristem?
Meristemag.com. Go on the website, check out all these products, and we'd encourage them to look at it, and we're real excited about the opportunity.
Excellent, Peter. Hey, thank you so much. That is Peter Roussinellis.
That's correct.
You hit it on the head. Peter Roussinellis, he's the Senior VP for Business Development at Meristem. Davis, I don't know if you're still there or not.
I'm here, man, buddy.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm coming home. We're going to be back in the bunker, but of course we're going to have a conversation tomorrow morning with Jim Minter. The Ag Economy Barometer is out, and we've got that really cool farmer forum coming your way tomorrow morning. We've got Kenny Hartman Jr. He's the president of the National Corn Growers Association, and Keith Felty, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. I'm coming on home. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning right here on AgriTalk.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore.
pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at johndeere.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. imposed 25% tariffs today on goods from Canada and Mexico and 20% on China imports. Canada responding with 25% tariffs on U.S.